pray as if you've already received it. And everything that we have inside of ourselves, our strengths, our weaknesses, our self-love, whatever it is, it's all just a belief system. And so if we are praying from a place of gratitude and thanks, our vibration is lifted. And that's a very high vibration. It's good to ask, yes. But when you keep asking for something over and over again, you start to come from a vibration of lack and desperation. And that is actually keeping you from manifesting your prayer and living in your requests through prayer, right? So I switched up a prayer that I did yesterday. Of course, it was beautiful from an asking standpoint, but now I'm saying the prayer in an affirmation sense. And affirmations are very important. They're declaring what you are, what I am, and what is. You see, and even if you don't believe it, as you keep saying, it will become part of your belief system. And that's why I decided to say my prayers as an affirmation in declaration, because the energies that I'm saying it from are so high, much higher than being in a place of asking. So I decided to say it from the vibration of gratitude, which is up there. That's with love, the vibration of love. And we always want to keep our vibrations high when we are praying, when we are manifesting, when we are imagining. Our mind is what creates. And we want a beautiful mind through the powers of love and gratitude. And so even just saying this prayer from a standpoint of gratitude, and yes, I've already received it. And the thing is I'm praying this prayer, but I'm asking. But in my heart, for me to have even acknowledged all of this to be able to say the prayer, I feel like I've already received these things. And so instead of me asking over and over again, I should be thanking God. Thank you for this. And saying it from a standpoint of thank you is being solid in the knowing, solid in who I am, solid in this is my belief system, and this is what I have. And you're not going to take it away from me. It comes from a whole different energy point, and I could feel the shift in my vibration in doing the prayer this way. And if you want to say the prayer, you know, repeat after me or just take it in, however you want to do it. And as you're saying this prayer, if you don't agree with everything that you're saying, that's fine. In time, as you keep repeating it, it's going to become part of your belief system. When we're doing things from the vibration of gratitude and love, you are in a high vibration, and you're going to attract the things that confirm the vibration you're sitting in. And all of that, once again, is just a belief system. What you believe is true. What you believe is your reality. And the more great things you believe, the more you're going to act on that vibration. You're going to act on those beliefs, and you're going to see things change in your life. And there's a million examples I can give on that. But if you keep, just an example, if you keep looking in the mirror and saying, I love the way I look, I love the way I look, I love the way I look, you're going to start doing things. Your actions are going to start making what you're saying true, even if you don't believe it. You're going to start exercising, eating differently, whatever the case may be. If you come from a place of saying, you know, I am generous, I am generous, I am generous, you're going to start being more generous to people. So we want to stand in that vibration of gratitude and love. And it's so silly how we can get stuck in our intention is good, but our vibration is off. And it's just incredible how we get confused. I mean, wow. So we got to keep things, we got to keep our intention and our vibration leveled off. And the best thing to do for that is staying in gratitude and in love. So let's go forward and say the prayer. I hope you enjoy it. And I'm sure that when you do it, you're going to feel an energy shift as well. So I'm going to be praying to God in the name of Jesus. I believe in the powers of the Holy Spirit. And if you want me to say that in simple terms, the Holy Spirit to me is the vibrations of gratitude and love. And So, however you want to look at this, it's the how you, your feelings are everything. What you're feeling is everything. And when we stand in gratitude and in love, that feeling to me is God. So here we go. Dear God, I accept the Holy Spirit today. Thank you for your peace in each present moment. Thank you for my unshakable hope for my future. Thank you for my trust in you that empowers me with an unstoppable strength. Thank you for transforming me because I now acknowledge who I am and reject the false negative ideas about myself and others. Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing to me all truths. I will always rejoice in truth. Because of your love, I use my imagination under the influence of the Holy Spirit and refuse to imagine and create in the fearful, false mind. Thank you that all plans of the enemy are destroyed and that the enemy in my thoughts is silenced. Thank you for filling my mind with your thoughts, your ideas, your encouragement. Thank you that my mind remains a peaceful place that I can rest upon. Thank you that I am a safe place that others can rest upon as I share my overflowing peace and knowledge onto them. God, I declare that I see you in everything. God, I declare that I am new and courageous. God, I declare that I will choose love over fear, peace over anger, generosity over greed, understanding over confusion, loyalty over disloyalty, truth over deceit, power from God over power from status. I have thanks in my heart because of you. Thank you for helping me find who I am, and who I am is with you. I say this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.